Well, according to the clock on the wall, we're going to make this one long and tiring. Or we're going to make it shorter than what I thought I was going to do. But I love that the Father does that. Men's brunch is next Saturday, 10 o'clock in our foyer. Sign up in the back. We'd love to have you be a part of that. It's going to be great. Deanna's going to be gone in October. If you could see me, Deanna's our front office, dear friend of hers passed away, and she's going to be going to the funeral in Southern California. And she's got some of the office covered, but if you'd like to give us a holler, we'd love to have you be a part of that. And then we're joining with three other churches, maybe four, October 20 through the 22nd. Information in the flyers in the back. It's a men's retreat. Love to be a part of that. And last, October 31st is trunk or treat. So we'd love for you to sign up, and let's just bless our community. Simple. You kind of dress up, put some candy in your trunk, and let kids just eat until they are sick. It's a beautiful thing. And so it's our chance to help the dentist in our valley during that night. So, hey, this morning we are going to show, I'm going to show a video for you, and then we'll just get as far as we can in the time allotted. Don't want to rush the Word of God, but we also don't want to let Holy Spirit saying He's going one way, got to stop it because of teaching the Word. So we're just going to let the Word of God and let our time with Him be excellent. But this is a video that's going to lead us somewhere. And I saw this video probably 2-3 months in our Sunday night service. Pastor Jeff shared it with me, and a friend of mine reminded me of that. And it's called Backward Bicycle. And I believe the guy is a Christian who you're going to be listening to. He has Proverbs 4, 7, and 8 at the end of the video. But it's going to launch us into our next phase of Ephesians chapter 3. So it's about 7 minutes long. But I think there's some really cool truths there, and then we'll just get as far as we can from there. So, guys, if we can get the lights and let's... Wow. All of us deal with backwards bicycle bias syndrome. Backwards, did I say it right? Bicycle bias syndrome. All of us look at the world with a certain way. We all have a bias. And what does this have to do with what we're talking about? It's because when Jesus comes into our life, He is dealing with biases that we have grown up with of what normal is. So He says something like this: if you want to be rich, be poor. And our bicycle goes, He said, if you want to have life, you've got to give your life away. He talks about this way of living that we go, this doesn't even make sense to us, because we all come into our walk with God with a backwards bicycle bias syndrome. And what we're learning from the Apostle Paul is how God wants to rewire us. In fact, He says in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed, how? By the renewing of your mind. He's talking about the brain. God talks about the mind. But in our journey that we are on, and we're just kind of introducing this part today, understand, dear ones, that I love what the guy had to say. He said this: number one, truth is truth no matter what you and I think about it. And number two, knowledge is not understanding. And what Paul is doing is he is giving us knowledge, and he's praying for understanding. Because until we grasp this ourselves, until we understand ourselves who God is, what God has done for us, we can know it but not understand it. So Paul is explaining to us throughout the book of Ephesians, how did he know that God loved us before the creation of the world? How did he know that? He wasn't there. He wasn't with the Godhead saying, what are we going to do next? It's because God showed him, revealed it to him, that we are loved, beloved, chosen, adopted, predestined before there was one star in the sky, before there was one planet in existence. God said, I chose you to be my child. And now Paul is praying that we would not just know this, but we would understand it. So, to make it an official service, we've got to read a scripture verse. I don't make the rules, I just have to follow them. Ephesians chapter 3, he says this, verse 14. For this reason, would you read it out loud with me? For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom his whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. So, what we're going to be talking about next week is Paul's, what is he talking about in this prayer about, I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you. Next week, we're going to really delve into this and look at what is the glorious riches and what is God's glory. How many's ever heard, God's glory is amazing? Have you ever said that or heard that or felt God's glory? Okay. God's glory is awesome in a church service, but what do I do on a Tuesday afternoon? Is his glory still available Wednesday morning? Is his glory still there on a Friday or on a Saturday? Is his glory only transformative on a Sunday service? Or does his glory occupy in our lives every day that transform us? And how does that work? And what exactly is his glory? And we're going to find from Scripture that God describes, he tells us what his glory is. And we're going to look in next week from Moses. When Moses said, God, show me your glory, God says, I can't show you my glory because if I showed you my glory, you would die. But God proclaimed his glory to Moses. So though he couldn't see it, he heard what God's glory is. And now we're going to apply that and recognize that what Paul's talking about, we need more than knowledge, we need understanding. Thankful to God that we have Holy Spirit living within our lives, who is the transforming power within us, that he just doesn't give us knowledge, but Holy Spirit takes the knowledge and he changes us so that our thinking is different. Yeah. So Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for your presence here today. And Lord, we want to be people that are drawn to presence and not drawn just to a sermon. Sermons are important, but your presence is where change happens. And Lord, we thank you that your presence doesn't dwell in this building, but John 14, you said, you don't realize yet that I am in you and you are in me and I'm in the Father. That Lord, wherever we are, you are, because you dwell within us. And Lord, thank you that you dwell in us by the person, the Godhead, God the Holy Spirit, who dwells within our lives, who illuminates our hearts, who reminds us of the teachings of Jesus, who shares with us this glorious change of love, that we might grasp, oh God, this knowledge that how much you love us. And Lord, we thank you, God, that you love us so much. You pursue us not to be just a people who are saved, but people who are in intimate relationship with you. And Lord, I just love this. I love this. Truth is truth, no matter what we believe about it. And Lord, knowledge, it doesn't equal understanding. And we're praying, Lord, that you impart to us not only knowledge, but Lord, we pray that you would give us understanding so that, God, we can get out of ruts of thinking about who you are, about what you've done for us, and then seeing that glory that we are transformed into your image. Jesus, I'm asking for a faith that is more vibrant on a Tuesday than on a Sunday. I'm asking for encounters with you that is so grand and so great that when we join together, Father, it's just the expression of what we have been doing all week with you. And that, Lord, we would not segment our lives into work and family and church and friends and then Bible study. But, Lord, that we recognize that you encompass all of our lives. And that, Lord, for some of us, that you would just even rework and rewire this backward bicycle that we all know we ride on so that we can ride, Lord, with confidence and assurance in you. We bless you, Father. How much this family is loved by you. How much each one is loved by you. And Lord, I pray for anyone here today that's wrestling even with the reality of you care or love for them. Lord, that they would encounter you and that bias, Lord, would be challenged by your great love. And we thank you for that in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Would you stand with me? How do I say this in love? Would you all go home now? Could I send you? I mean, I'm really excited about this next part of the study because we're going to be talking about the four levels of God's love, or the four dimensions of God's love for us, how wide and high and deep and long. And that it's not a love that we're just going to know. It's a love that's revealed. So I pray that you receive his love today and that you give his love away today to somebody. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you guys today.